You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And that was Ed Pulitzer and his Swing Tet on the album Lionel Red and Bunny. And that was recorded in 07. And on that, they're Down by the Old Mill Stream. Yes, why not? And that was 07. He had, he had himself on that one, unusually, because some of these he isn't even on. But Ed Pulitzer on cornet. Dan Levinson again, whom we are going to see soon, on reeds. John Cacuzzi on vibes, Mark Shane on piano, very good, Mike Weatherly bass, Kevin Dorn drums, all guys we like, yes. And that's why we're playing it, because we're, why shouldn't we play it? That's wonderful stuff, and I'll link to all these artists and their selections. And I'll try to even get a link to Dan in there, because you ought to visit his site. And if you don't link to that, or if you can't find the link, I'll say that's danlevinson.com. Or just type him into Google. Type me there, too. Whatever search engine you have, you can find almost anything out you want. And sometimes it's things that people don't want found out. So I try to keep it clean. Borby's Jass Orchestra, that's spelled J-A-S-S, and that was not a common spelling after 1917. The Ragtime Volunteers are off to war, and that was Ernest Borby on piano, and yes, and they were. 1917, that's where they were headed.
Thank you.
The Arkansas Travelers, Stompin' Fool, 1927. I guess that could be me, too. I'm stomping and occasionally very irate, but today I'm doing well. That's Red Nichols, Miff Mole, Jimmy Dorsey, Fred Morrow in alto sax, Arthur Shutt, and Vic Burton. Basically the Five Pennies with an extra, an extra one thrown in just for good measure. The Isham Jones Orchestra, 1924. Where's My Sweetie Hiding? Maybe she went off to war. You know, you better look. Maybe, or is she under the couch? If you have one of those couches that she can get under, maybe that's where she is. Borby's Jazz Orchestra, the Ragtime Volunteers are off to war, 1917. And this is Radiola, and we're not off to anything except a running start. And we're not going to... Unless we trip over something, which may happen, that's where we are. Bernie Cummins and his Biltmore Orchestra. Old Man Sunshine, Little Boy Bluebird, very nice stuff here, 1928 on Brunswick.
Thank you. in a storybook. I'm almost afraid to look. I might turn around and find you're gone, gone. Every moment seems an age, less you're there on every page. Smiling illustrations lead me on and on. Through our ups and downs, we love with all our might. They can't steal our stuff, we own the copyright. Just like all the heroes do, I'll even go to work for you. Just like in a storybook come true.
Master Players, and that was your typical Grey Gull studio group. Mike Mosiello wrote that, Baby Mine, 1930. That's actually the other side of the previous selection. But you had Andy Sennell in there and Frank Banda I believe, and there, and just all the usual suspects. And that xylophonist, I think that was George Hamlin Green, or and why wouldn't it be? Frank Novak and his music, Jack Parker on the vocal, just like in a storybook. And don't mess with the copyrights, whatever you do. Especially if they're actually mentioning them in the song. 1930, that is they're both two sides of Van Dyke, 81878A. And somebody's got the rights to that somewhere. Bernie Cummins and his Biltmore Orchestra, Old Man Sunshine, Little Boy Bluebird, 1928. And this is Radiola, and no, we will not cease and desist, though we haven't been asked, and I hope we don't get asked. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just, you know, doing whatever I have to do just to keep moving. Gene Austin in 1930. This is a reissue on Bluebird from the mid-30s. Original master, of course, but it's not a bad sound at all, actually. And a very kind of takes you down a peg or eight emotionally, but here it is. St. James Infirmary, Gambler's Blues.
Bar room on a corner by the square. The drinks were served as usual, and a goodly crowd was there. On my left stood Joe McKinney, his eyes bloodshot and red. He gazed at the crowd around him. These are the words he said, as I passed St. James Infirmary. I saw my sweetheart there, all stretched out on a table, so pale, so cold, so fair. 16 coal black horses hitched to a rubber-tired hack carried 7 girls to the graveyard, only 6 of them are coming back. Oh, when I die, just bury me in a box back coat and hat. Put a $20 gold piece on the watch and chain to let the Lord know I'm standing pat. Now that you heard my story, I'll take another shot of booze. If anybody happens to ask you, just tell them I got the gambler's blues. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She can search this wide world over, but she'll never find a chump like me. I may be killed on the ocean, might get killed by a cannonball. But let me tell you, brother, that a woman was the cause of it all.
Once I lived a life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to go. So if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them legal friend. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket, not one penny, and my friends, I haven't any. But if I ever get on my feet again, then I'll meet my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. I mean, when you're down and out.
Water load, sleep in a hollow load. And to be away up here in New York, treated like a dirty dog. Doo 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 doo. Thank you.
Jack Teagarden and the Whoopee Makers. That was a session sort of under the aegis of Irving Mills. That I've played it before on the show, but that was a Columbia pressing, apparently from the original master, and it sounds really good. And based upon where it came from, I tried to play it at the right speed and at the right with the right stylus, and I think it sounds really good. Making Friends, 1929, and Jack wasn't referring to Facebook, by the way. That was Jimmy McPartland, Jimmy Dorsey, Gil Roden on sax also, and Larry Binion on tenor, Vic Bredas on piano, Dick Morgan on drums, Harry Goodman on bass, and Ray Baduc on drums, yes. Making Friends, a classic session, of course. Bessie Smith, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. Well, that's not even on Facebook, in fact. They'll tell you to, you know, to cheer up or something. They'll offer to get you help. 1929. And from 1930, Gene Austin, St. James Infirmary. And there was a guy who was down and out. At least he had somebody to buy drinks for him. This is Radiola, and we don't mind having one occasionally, and we're trying to keep it occasionally, and that's the best way, if you can, of course. We proceed now. James P. Johnson, 1930, and I suppose this is a commentary on something, but this is another classic. It's this show is sort of the opposite of this show in a way, but it isn't. You've got to be modernistic. Horace Henderson and his orchestra, Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day. And that was such a personnel list, I had to print it out. You had Russell Smith, Bobby Stark, Henry Allen, all on trumpets, Claude Jones, Dickie Wells on trombone, Russell Prokop, Hilton Jefferson on sax, alto clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Horace Henderson, piano, Bernard Addison, guitar, John Kirby, bass, and Walter Johnston on drums. I think that was Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day, and why that's good for her. Congratulations, 1933, and that was a Horace Henderson arrangement. Before that, Spike Hughes and his orchestra with Arabesque, and that was a Spike Hughes arrangement. Henry Allen on trumpet, along with Leonard Davis and Bill Diller, Dickie Wells, Wilbur de Paris, George Washington on trombones, Benny Carter. Howard Johnson, no ice cream there on the clarinet. Wayman Carver also. Coleman Hawkins, Chew Berry, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, Ernest Hill on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. And that was also from 33. And that was a big band. That was a big band. And before that, you've got to be modernistic. And why shouldn't you be? On Radiola, and we'll do whatever we want and just get through the show as best we can here on Radiola. And what else can we do? And I'm Andy Senior, and I should engrave that on some surface in this home. Billie Holiday and her orchestra, When a Woman Loves a Man, 1938.
Maybe he's not much, just another man doing what he can. But what does she care when a woman loves a man? She'll just string along all through thick and thin till his ship comes in. It's always that way when a woman loves a man. She'll be the first one to praise him when he's going strong, the last one to blame him when everything's wrong. It's such a one-sided game that they play, but women are funny that way. Tell her she's a fool, she'll say, yes, I know, but I love him so. And that's how it goes when a woman loves a man.
There's Art Tatum in 1940 recording in Los Angeles, Sweet Lorraine, and that is very sweet indeed. Before that, Billie Holiday and her orchestra, When a Woman Loves a Man, and that, I think Penny Wilson was on piano there, and Benny Morton, Buck Clayton, of course, Lester Young, Freddie Green, Walter Page, Joe Jones, yes, and that was all her orchestra, and it was sort of Count Basie mainly, except for Count Basie wasn't there, it was Teddy Wilson. This is Radiola, and we tried to get the personnel this week because there are always those who want to know, and some weeks we don't do that because we're feeling a little stressed, but we're not stressed this week, although we probably should be. And I'm Andy Senior, and I represent a certain amount of stress throughout life, and this is the main cause of it, although I have others. The Bostonians, thank you for listening, by the way. Thank you. The Bostonians, Ernie Golden, actually, Charles Harrison on the vocal. We'll finish with this, and yes, Moonbeam, Kiss Her For Me, 1927.
Before you say adieu, Moonbeam, kiss her for me.